The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are starting out the show talking about gold. Why are we talking about gold, first of all? Well, basically for the simple reason that gold has been acting very, very positively of late. This past week, it did have a tendency to, slack off just a little bit, but nothing serious. We have Dan Oliver with us right now. Dan has a keen interest in gold. Dan works in Manhattan. Very, very knowledgeable guy, regular guest on our show. Dan, let's talk about commodities in general first, and let's talk about the role that mainland China is playing in this very important sector.
Yeah, well, I mean, in my view, again, I've been saying for 9 months now that where we are now in the macro cycle, I think, is a precise analog to what happened in 29. Maybe the timing isn't perfect, but the theme's driving it. And what that is we're coming out of an enormous, enormous credit bubble. And what credit bubbles do is they create overcapacity in long-term projects like steel mills and buildings and that kind of thing. And when you look at the statistics, you know, China has been dominating the industrial commodity space for a decade or two. I mean, it's just crazy that they buy, you know, 50% of this and 40% of that, of the whole world market, these things. And they've used them to build cities that no one lives in, to build ships that no one wants, to build either the fourth ring road around the city or the third airport. I mean, all these projects that really have no value at all. And I think last summer we saw the beginning of the unwind of that economic model. So, you know, what's going to happen is excess capacity, and the answer is that they're going to dump it on the rest of the world. There was an incredibly interesting article in the South China Morning Post a few weeks ago where the fellow said that China shouldn't pay the mistake of for the bailing out the whole global economy, because they invested this to help everyone else out, and that their strategy to dump their excess capacity on the world would, quote, deindustrialize most of the world. So I think that's what's happening, and to me, again, that's precisely what happened in the early 30s, is all the excess capacity from all the world went flooding out looking for someone to buy it. And the response was trade barriers, and Smoot-Hawley came in to protect American workers, and my view of the politics in the U.S. is precisely that. And we have a populist Republican nominee now, and his primary support is blue-collar workers. There's no way that a President Trump would sit by and allow China to deindustrialize the world or America. So I think that's where we're heading, and it's hard to imagine anything more bullish for gold than a return of Smoot-Hawley and second and a greater depression, which is where we're headed. And that's what I think is driving gold prices now. I mean, gold's been incredibly strong, and the pullbacks have been very well bid, very orderly, and more than that, the miners have been absolutely berserk. And I think the reason for that, again, is that they were so low, first of all, that, you know, any move higher on a percentage basis was bound to be enormous. But you know, generalist funds all of a sudden are moving into the space because they recognize that they need to have some sort of insurance against the collapse of this credit bubble, which is in progress, and the, one of the cheapest, most efficient ways to do that is to get into the gold sector, especially the junior gold sector, which is very levered to gold prices. So again, these things have had enormous runs, and what's even more impressive is not that, but is that the pullbacks have been very orderly and well bid. So I'm extremely bullish on the sector. It's run a long time, I mean, very far, very quickly, and perhaps he needs to digest some of those gains. But you know, people thought that a month or two ago and got run over while these things kept going higher. So I think that's a dangerous maneuver. I think, you know, unless you're close to liquidity flows, like you work at a bank or something and you see where the order flow is, I think the best thing to do is to focus on the long game. And the long game is that all of economics and all of political history and where we are kind of dictates where we're going. And as I mentioned, you guys, off air, you know, I'm very interested to watch the gold trading around the announcement of the latest Fed, the release of the latest Fed minutes, which, of course, everyone knew they weren't going to change rates, but the minutes are always to add a sentence or subtract a sentence, and people read the tea leaves. And what happened was the market kind of hesitated a bit, and then it just blew, you know, it went down and blew higher. And that's what was happening in reverse a few years ago. Every time the Fed would come out with an announcement pro or negative gold in a macro sense, gold would plunge because credit was good and everyone was happy and no one wanted to buy gold. Now we're the opposite. So I think the Fed, which perhaps has been in control of events for the last few years, all of a sudden is about to start being controlled by events. And that's a very different scenario, and I think a very scary one for the conventional economy, but a very positive one for gold investors.
Dan, there's clearly been a investor sentiment change for gold and gold stocks, as you mentioned. But I know you talking with a lot of generalist funds back there in New York, how do you feel when generalist funds get involved in a sector when it is so beat up? Because some of the bulls will say, obviously it's good having fund money come in because that is big money and you do see the gains. But are these people willing, or is the potential there that they clear out of their positions too after they see a little bit of a gain?
I mean, sure. I mean, the thing is, when you're looking at price and stocks, you've got to wonder who the marginal buyer is, right? I mean, everyone who is a gold bug has already bought everything they can afford to buy. So they're probably not going to move the market much because all the capital is already deployed. And so you have to look for where is the new capital going to come from to power this thing higher? And right now the answer is from these generalist funds that, you know, look around the world and all they see is negative rates. So they can't invest in bonds. I mean, the stock market looks very toppy and it's very overvalued. So they don't do that. They kind of have to, because that's what they do, but they're looking for alternate places with their money, and gold's one of them. And so, of course they'll get out when the conditions change, but I don't see where those conditions are going to change in the near future until, you know, gold's very, very much higher than it is now.
Dan, let's get back into what China has been doing and the connection that you made to 1929. China has been, you could say, stockpiling, accumulating a ton of commodities, and if they do flood the market with, let's say, steel or a number of these other commodities, wouldn't that drive down price, obviously drive jobs out of the U.S. in terms of manufacturing, but lead to almost a deflationary period, do you think?
Oh, well, I mean, sure. I mean, in terms of the value of those things, I mean, again, I've read articles about how in China they go to shut down the steel mine, and literally the workers rise up and lynch the manager. Now, you know, this is their jobs, and the local guys have a really hard time shutting these things down. So it's not so much the commodities they've warehoused, I think it's in warehouse somewhere. It's that the capacity to take those commodities and produce steel and inputs like that, that they're having a hard time shutting down because, you know, the Communist Party, above all else, values social stability. So, you know, that's what they don't want to do. And you know, the irony, of course, is that China, for the last few years, was trying to escape from the trap except for themselves. So they had all these dollars in their reserves, for trade reasons. And they were deploying them to buy mines in Africa and all sorts of things. And all that was doing was doubling down their economic model. I mean, you know, the commodities only have value to the extent that the credit bubble keeps going, and so to redeploy your assets into commodities is sort of probably the worst thing that you could possibly do. So I think that's right. I mean, and I think when the market does weaken more, then they'll lose their jobs. But be careful about, you know, words like deflation and inflation. I mean, you can have a situation like in the 70s, like in Weimar Germany, where you have industrial demand collapsing, so the real value of commodities goes down, but the paper currency collapsing faster, so nominal prices go up. And so, you know, there are two different things happening. And again, it's hard to imagine that the world is going to build, that China specifically is going to build more of these empty cities going forward. And so it's hard to imagine where the marginal demand for this capacity is going to come from. In a real basis, it's not hard to imagine prices going up if currency starts collapsing.
On that note, Dan, we have to take a quick break, but we are bringing you back on next segment, and we're going to get into a little more of what a Trump presidency could look like in terms of economic policies and for a number of the manufacturing workers, plus the comments on credit bubbles. So everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Dan Oliver.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We're here for segment two of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are continuing our discussion with Dan Oliver. You know, Dan is in the process of writing a book, and among other things, I have to say that I'm really looking forward to reading the manuscript, which he has promised to Corey and I. This guy is very, very bright. He is the president of the Committee for Monetary Research and Education back in Manhattan. He grew up in Washington, D.C., in a very politically active family. Then a question I would have for you that we talked about numerous times on various of our daily editorials this past week is, we have a very, very dynamic situation politically in the United States right now. How do you think this could play out vis-a-vis demand in the gold market?
I think that, as I mentioned last time I was on your show, if you look back at history, you see populist leaders coming to the front during credit collapses, and you're seeing this in many form all over Europe, and you're seeing it now especially in the U.S., where Trump, who's a populist, is now the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. And I think this is really, really problematic for Hillary. There was a poll recently that shows that Trump all of a sudden is ahead of Hillary in the polls, and of course he is. I think he beats her, and the reason is very simple, that Hillary has become the establishment figure. She's over hanging out with Goldman Sachs, taking their money. She extorted billions of dollars out of countries companies all over the world to fund her, foundation, masquerading as foundation or personal slush fund. And, she got in all the union bosses will endorse her, of course, because they're part of the big money nexus. But I think the union workers will vote Trump. And in fact, as I mentioned, people were very surprised that in the New York primary exit polls, a lot of the Sanders supporters said they would vote for Trump over Hillary. And this makes no sense if you view the world in terms of right, left, Republican, Democrat. But if you view the world in terms of populist versus establishment, it makes perfect sense. I mean, the Sanders supporters are people who don't like the establishment for very good reasons. And they see Trump as an anti-establishment figure. So I think at the end of the day, he wins. And to answer your question, I think that Trump, as I mentioned earlier, is not going to stand by and allow his base, the blue-collar workers of America, be deindustrialized by China. And so then you've got a trade war on your hands. You've got smooth holiday again, and that's just fantastic for gold.
So, Dan, I think it's obviously hard to say what Trump actually will do, but if you believe some of the new polls out, that Trump stands a very good chance of winning the presidential nomination in the U.S., do you think that if he is in there, that he would go further down the road of implementing more tariffs because he is trying to protect the people that do vote for him, like the manufacturing workers?
I don't think anyone has a good read on Trump. I think he's a very good entertainer. He's obviously a very good actor. So what he actually does, I think, might be different than what he's saying now. But I think it seems to be pretty core to the man that he's pro-American. I don't think he's an isolationist. That's his intention, but I think it may be the effect of what he does to protect America, or his view to protect America, and that is to, I think, and this hasn't happened yet, but when I think prices start collapsing and you've got real problems in trade, and as we talked about, right, the U.S. had got the wrong end of the stick on all these trade deals that he's going to renegotiate, I think that really risks upsetting the international balance, and that may not be a bad thing, but it certainly will be a very chaotic thing. And I think people should be aware of that before it happens. And once it's clear it's happened, it'll be too late to react to it. I think the time to react to it is now. Because if you read about these events that have happened numerous times in history, I mean, so many times you can't even count them, they all have a very similar pattern, and we're just in the same pattern. So it's not hard to predict, I think, where we're headed next.
You know, I got to tell you, I really don't agree with one thing you said. I got a lot of time for your intellect, a lot of time for it, Dan. You know that. But having said that, I think we are in very, very unique times right now. I think it's times that history will basically prove that, the U.S. has never seen an environment like this before. At least I never have. Now, admittedly, I've only been around for about 70 years. So having said that, this is the most dynamic, silly situation I've ever seen in my life, because common sense from a fundamental standpoint tells me what has to happen economically, and it's just simply not happening.
Well, I'm writing a book on this, so hopefully I'll change your mind. But what struck me in my research, the reason I'm writing the book is not because Put it this way. I wasn't convinced of this thesis by looking at money supply figures and charts and graphs and those sorts of things. I was convinced by reading newspaper articles, reading statements by people from the 1930s and 20s and 30s, from the 1850s, from the 1830s, from the 18-teens, and you go all the way back to John Law in 1719, and you read the same things over and over and over again, often in the same words and the same phraseology. I mean, it's really remarkable. And so to your point, you know, these giant credit collapses tend to happen once a lifetime, and that's why they're so hard to get a handle of, because there's no one around who has the institutional memory of the last one. And so the only way to access that knowledge is through research, and no one does the research. But you're right. This is unique to your life, but it's always unique to lives, because it really usually happens once a lifetime. And partly it's because it's so traumatic when it happens that people ensure it never happens again. You know, even it's remarkable when you read financial literature in the 70s and 80s, you know, the big focus was still the Great Depression. And oh my goodness, when is it going to come back, right? And that seems crazy to us now. But back then, they were only 30, 40 years removed from it. And that was within professional lifetimes. And that's what people were concerned about. It's what they should be concerned about now. But, of course, all those people are dead, basically, or else they're 100 years old. I just disagree with that. But hopefully I'll convince you.
So, Dan, you're saying credit collapse. How would it compare to what we saw in 2008? Is 2008 just a little blip on the radar compared to what you think we might be in for?
Yeah, basically. I mean, Bernanke himself said that, hey, if the Fed hadn't intervened the way it did, we were looking down the barrel of the next Great Depression. That's not my opinion. That's the opinion of the then chairman of the Federal Reserve. That's what was happening. You get these cascading defaults. You get margin calls that forget margin calls, and the whole credit structure collapses. You go back to cash economy, and that requires asset prices coming down 90-odd%, and it's happened a bunch of times in you know, history, where you can document very well because they have statistics, and then you can go back thousands of years and get sort of a general sense of what's happening. But what the Fed did, which was remarkable because it's very hard to do, and you got to give them credit. And that is they end the margin calls, right? The first couple of months, they guarantee somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 trillion of debt, right? It wasn't the QE. It was the guarantee. So all the counterparties knew, hey, my counterpart is not going down because the Fed's standing behind them. And then they suspended mark-to-market accounting, right? So now the margin calls went away. And that's what they did to stop the forest fire, right? And it worked, you know, but the result was that now we have even more credit than we had before. And the risk is that the next time that happens, they do it again.
And then the question on top of that is, does it work again? Interesting comments there, Dan. Just as a side note, everybody, Dan is in the midst of writing a book. Once he does release that, we will obviously bring him back on the show to discuss that. We will be reading over his manuscript early. So, Dan, I'm looking forward to receiving that. Looking forward to what you have to write. You're always one of my favorite guests to have on. You can further check out Dan's work over at Mermican Capital, based in New York.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Corey and I found an organization called the International Precious Metals Institute, IPMI. It's been around for an awful lot of years. It's been around since 1976. It's the largest and most well-known association in this particular industry, which is focused on precious metals in the world. JP, you are currently in charge of the organization, and I assume will be for quite some time now. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are all about and why our listeners should find it will find it valuable to know more about the IPMI.
The IPMI had originally been founded by a group of research professors who were focused on developing new technologies and new uses for precious metals and catalysts and biomedical applications, electronics, etc. And they formed themselves into the Institute in 1976, and their mission is pretty straightforward and clear. Number one, to provide a forum for the exchange of technical, factual information about all eight precious metals, to promote their efficient environmental and economical use through recycling and proper processing. We put on educational meetings, seminars, and courses on all kinds of precious metals topics. And last but not least, we work with various government agencies to, again, promote their understanding and the usage of metals. We were heavily involved as an organization with the EPA in the United States in the early 80s in developing the precious metals exclusions from the hazardous waste and solid waste regulations that were being developed in. Something that makes us unique is we have, as our membership, people from literally every single possible aspect of the precious metals industry.
So, JP, the IPMI obviously works with companies out there to help build efficiencies, even grow relationships. But as you mentioned, you also deal with some governmental organizations. Can you first talk about the relationship that you help provide to individual companies, but then also companies as a whole?
Sure. It takes a variety of forms. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, number one, we do work directly with governmental agencies. We work, for example, with the EPA on an as-needed basis when they have projects that come up involving precious metals. We have had a seat on the FinCEN Financial Crimes Unit of U.S. Treasury for many, many years to help with their understanding of how precious metals come into the banking system and how to prevent fraud. Currently, we have most recently been working on the U.S. trade representatives from the Department of Commerce on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership program that is being negotiated from a standpoint of harmonizing regulations dealing with precious metals going back and forth across the Atlantic from bullion and coins to secondary scrap for refining. So we have quite an extensive network of contacts at governmental agencies as well as some of the largest companies in the world that are dealing with precious metals.
Now, JP, you folks conduct educational meetings, you conduct seminars, courses, et cetera, on precious metals topics. Give us another example, if you would, of some of those topics and why they would be of interest and almost necessary knowledge for investors in gold and silver.
Well, yeah, sure. I'll take a look at our program that we have developed for our upcoming conference in June of this year. And we're going to be having a variety of topics, say, for example. We've got who's who in the mining industry, and we've got a number of people speaking to the different regulations that are going to be impacting the mining industry in the years ahead, as well as new extractive technologies that are being developed. And in this area, for example, where it would hit an investor or be of interest to an investor, that's where the gold is coming from, is from the mine. So anything that is going to be impacting the mining industry from a technology development standpoint could be either enhancing or inhibiting production and supply of gold into the marketplace. We have sessions on various supply economics. They analyze the various consumers of gold and the other precious metals, and this is going to, again, tie directly into the availability of metal into the marketplace.
So, JP, over the last, I guess, 4 or 5 years now, I think all investors and precious metal executives understand that the market has been quite challenging. Can you think of some of the advancements that have been made on a company level that you think, you know, even though the market has been rough, it shows that the industry is still progressing?
Well, sure. This may not be exactly down that path, but for example, about 6 or 7 years ago, there was a shortage of refining capacity in the marketplace for doré. And as word of this began to spread around, especially within the precious metals refining community, a number of companies then chose to make capital investments. They expanded their plants. A couple of new players actually came into the marketplace, and what had been a burden, a shortage of capacity, which then was inhibiting the flow of metal from the mine back into the marketplace, that was eased off to a very significant degree by having a new capacity come on board.
I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of membership, you know, because the folks who listen to this show are primarily interested, obviously, in the potential success or lack thereof of a specific mining company that they can buy stock in. But, you know, I think if somebody is going to approach this particular sector, with a certain degree, for lack of better terms, of sophistication. You need to know more than just, you know, the ramblings about a particular company. Now, you guys offer newsletters. You offer members directories. You have a pretty comprehensive reference library covering virtually all aspects of the industry. Now, for members, how is this available? Is it available online, or do they, or basically, how can they garner this information?
We have many of those services available online, although we are continuing to ramp that up as we're migrating into a new website and a new net base, if you will. Probably the single most valuable point of contact comes in attending our annual conference, because at that conference we have members from around the world, from, as I had said before, all aspects of the precious metals industry. And with all due respect to the market forecasters and all of that, you did hit on a key element. It boils down eventually to somebody has to be able to track the material and physically handle it from the mine site to the refiner, eventually getting the refined gold then off to a vault, a storage place where it can then be traded and moved around the world. And this entails hundreds of different companies involved in each portion of that chain. And at one of our conferences, an investor can sit down and he can have anything from just a personal conversation with a representative from a major mining company to a representative from a major refinery, and get information. How is the flow of metal going these days? They can sit in on one of our technical sessions and see how the market forecasters are showing the actual supply forecasts of material coming out. And then they can sit and go talk to these people in the foyer, or go have lunch, have them for dinner, and be going one-on-one with these people that are actually handling the physical metals. I can tell you myself, coming from more than 30 years as a refiner, the refining companies and the analytical labs and the representation companies are always looking ahead to the horizon to see what's happening with the flow of material coming into their plants. And that eventually is going to have an impact on the financial aspects of the mining companies, the prices of the metals based upon its supply and consumption dynamics.
Well, JP, I have to say I'm glad that a regular commentator on the show, Mr. George Jarrow from RBC, put us in touch, introduced us to your organization, and I want to point out that the IPMI is having its 40th annual conference in Phoenix in the middle of June, June 11th to June 14th. We will post a link to that conference, but also just search it, IPMI 40th Annual Conference. You'll get all the information there. JP, thank you for your time. Thank you for introducing us to the IPMI.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, you have Chris Temple from the National Investor and I, Corey Fleck. Chris, we are going to talk about what Bill Gross came out earlier in this week suggesting that the Fed should pretty much literally break out the helicopters and start dropping money on the average American, and this would help solve the situation that the U.S. and the U.S. economy is in right now. What initially is your reaction to this comment, and what do you think that would bring for everybody?
Well, look, Bill Gross, I have a lot of respect for. He has pointed out a lot of things in our world, like few other money managers of his stature have done in recent years. We sometimes hear some great stuff from Jeffrey Gundlach as well, as I've pointed out before. But Bill Gross was wrong in one key respect. And in fact, he made this distinction when he was discussing this subject in an interview on CNBC. He does not think that it's the government's job to do this. He wants the Fed to be the one to do this helicopter drop, such as it is. And that, Corey, is our core issue economically in this country, is having a central bank not controlled by the people through their elected representatives or appointed ones, say the Treasury Secretary. It's not intended for anybody but the system itself. And those who have studied the issue, as I have for 35 years, know that every single problem we have economically in this nation can be traced back to the fact that we have a fractional reserve banking system that is controlled by the banking industry, not by the people. That is our problem. It makes a lot of sense in principle to do what he is suggesting and others have suggested if we have the right people controlling it. Of course, there are some who have studied this that believe when John F. Kennedy started to do that. That's what got him killed. I'm not taking a stand one way or the other on that. But the only thing that we can do, Corey, to truly reinvigorate the economy, to bring good jobs back, to repair our infrastructure and things like that, is to take the money power away from the Federal Reserve and the banking system and put it back in the hands of the people, either through issuing United States notes interest-free, as President Kennedy did for a brief time, or by some other form of social credit.
So, Chris, isn't this so-called helicopter money, wouldn't that just be such a short-term Band-Aid that at best would spur some sort of domestic spending, but only for such a short period of time that it wouldn't even really make a difference?
The problem is not the lack of domestic spending. The problem is that because the Fed has suppressed interest rates for so long to keep the system afloat, and more quite a system, I mean predominantly the markets, we have pulled so much demand from the future to the present day or the recent past by just the type of thing you're talking about. That you know, everybody has everything that they need to a great extent. I don't care what you do, even if you did do this helicopter drop, how much more money are people going to spend? The problem is deeper than that. It's the level of debt that we have that needs to be extinguished, and it's the fact that our money going forward still would be controlled by a banking cartel.
Now, the banking cartel is the biggest issue, but isn't that something that we're seeing around the world? And even more so, what I think countries are also moving towards almost a groupthink of, when we see such things as the IMF come together, where it's now just more countries' bankers getting together and trying to control the currency around the world. It seems like we're just only further going in this direction.
Well, we are, and all of these bankers, one way or another, are trying to maintain their grip on things in defiance of the people of the world and their benefit and welfare, and in defiance, ultimately, of the laws of mathematics. You know, look at what has happened over the years to anybody who has tried as a leader of a nation to circumvent the banking cartel. You can talk about Gaddafi. You can talk about Saddam Hussein. You can talk about the comeuppance recently through these Panama paper leaks that the politicians in Iceland, who for a while rescued their system and wanted to punish the bankers that got them into the mess, look at what just happened over there. So this is the ages-old battle, Corey, between, if you want to really oversimplify it, but maybe not so much, light and darkness. And when we have a world that not only refuses to embrace Christian economics, and Christian nations refusing to embrace it, but we're actually embracing the opposite, this is where our issues come from. This is where our problems come from. And it's why we need to get to a place where we get back to a form of biblical economics, where our debt is concerned, where our money is concerned, and have a system of money where it is not one that money is a be-all and an end in itself, and where man is supposed to serve money, but where the opposite is the case, where money is merely a tool and recognized and fostered as such to serve man.
Now, why do you think Bill Gross would come out and say something like this? The only thing that I can think is that, you know what, being as wealthy as he is and as successful as he is, he has used this system to his advantage in many different ways, and in a way I'm sure he doesn't want to see this system come crashing down.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't. He has, as many people have done, you know, from other portfolio managers to Pope Francis, has very accurately and eloquently diagnosed the problems that we have economically. Problem is, none of these people can get the blinders off and understand the solution. Whether it's Pope Francis, who refuses or is unable or ignorant of the fact that his own church, which I'm a part of, a while back decided to get rid of the laws banning usury, and rather than condemn banking as it had done for 18 or 1900 years, decided, hey, we want to play this game too. In the case of Bill Gross and anybody else in the financial business, we're all so used to the Fed being God that you just don't comprehend or think that maybe this isn't what we're supposed to have to begin with. So I don't think Gross is insincere at all, Corey. I think that, like just about everybody in his industry, he doesn't know that there's another world that he needs to be looking at.
Well, I think that's a key point there, and especially when you look at other countries, if you take a step back and think, okay, if a country does want to make a stand and get back to a completely different form of monetary policy where debt does not rule, well, then wouldn't they just be buried by a country who does embrace debt the way the U.S. does, and they wouldn't be able to, in a sense, keep up with how interconnected everything in the world is?
Well, it depends on how you measure that, Corey. That's, of course, what everybody's going to say. It's why we get beat over the head every now and then when the people that run this world want to shove another trade deal down our throat. You don't want to be left behind. You know, what did Obama just tell England that wants to be able to govern itself? Oh, you don't want to do that. You'll be on the short end of the stick when it comes to trade. But you know what? When all is said and done, and this is why we're seeing the political dynamics that we are now in this country, Corey, the average person wants a good life. They want honesty. They want to be able to have a situation where they can earn an honest living, not be in debt up to their eyeballs, earn a decent wage, and all the rest of this stuff. And you know what? I think that there's a lot of different countries who would rather be able to help the average person within their borders. I've talked about Ecuador in the past in this regard. Wonderful example of this. You know, I think people would rather have that in the end than think that they have to keep up with the Joneses in a system that is rigged against them, as the present day one is.
All right, Chris, so to wrap us up here, do you think there is any chance in, let's say, the next year, even the next few years, that we are going to see any sort of policy or system change in at least a direction that you're saying we should be going?
No, not on a national level, Corey, but as I've commented many, many times before and had as a guest about a year ago, Paul Glover, the inventor of Ithaca Hours, who now is helping other people replicate that in the U.S. and elsewhere, we're already seeing these responses to an evil system that does not have the welfare of people at heart break out in local areas through local currencies, through bartering systems. A lot of these digital currencies are an outgrowth of this. I think that at best what we can continue to expect to see is this continued democratization of money and hopefully enough of it getting out of the hands of the control of the Fed to where some more success stories come out of people benefiting from this, and then that will create a more broad, popular demand for this nationally. But it's not going to be done overnight, and it's certainly not going to be done with the willingness of anybody in Washington.
So everyone go check out Chris's website, The National Investor. Just search that up with Chris Temple.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94
844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.